أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We talked a little bit about Isra wal-Mi'raj. Now the whole journey took one third of the night. And when the Prophet got the closest that is possible for a human being to get to divinity, and that closest point was the tree known as Sidratul Muntaha, the ayat 285 and 286 of Suratul Baqarah were revealed. Most of us know this as Aman al-Rasul. Try and recite these two ayat of Suratul Baqarah with Ayatul Kursi, which is ayah number 255 of Suratul Baqarah, after every salah and whenever you're stuck. The Prophet used to smile when he recited these last ayat of Suratul Baqarah and Ayatul Kursi, and he would say, indeed, they are both from the treasures of Allah, which lies beneath the throne. There's also a narration of once Jibreel was once sitting with the Prophet, and they heard the sound of a door opening above. So they raised their eyes to the heavens, and Jibreel said, this is a door which has opened in the heavens, which has never been opened before. An angel descended from it and came to the Prophet, and he said, I bring you the good tidings of two lights which have been given to you. No prophet before you has ever received them. So this is Suratul Fatiha and the final two ayat of Suratul Baqarah. You shall not recite a single letter from them except that the reward of the recitation will be given to you. The Prophet continued and he said, Allah completed Suratul Baqarah with two verses which he has given me from his treasures, which is under the throne. So learn them, teach them to your womenfolk and your children, for they are a blessing and they are a dua in themselves. So let's begin. Aman al-Rasul, the messenger believes. Bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi, in what was sent down to him, what was revealed to him from his Rabb. And then, wal mu'minun, and so do the believers. It is phenomenal that we as believers are put together in the same bucket as Rasulullah, in the same class. We're being told he believes, and so do the believers. It's one of the most honorable sentences in the Quran for those who believe. Now, what do they believe in? He says, kullun, amana billahi, number one. They believe in Allah. Wa malaikatihi, and his angels, wa kutubihi, and his scriptures and his books, wa rusulihi, and his messengers. So they believe in Tawheed and Risala, because messengers, book and angels are part of Risala. And then a statement, wala nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusuli, and we make no distinction between any one of his messengers. The Bani Israel rejected Prophet Isa alayhi salam. The Christians made a difference between Prophet Musa and Prophet Isa on one hand, and rejected Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Allah says, "What we should manifest, waqalu," and they say, "Sami'na wa ata'na." You should manifest this verse. We hear and we obey. In direct contrast to those who said, "Sami'na wa asayna," we hear and we disobey. And then immediately, "Ghufranaka." Your forgiveness, ghufran, literally means to cover. When Allah forgives the sin of an abd, the due punishment is averted from him. He covers and hides his shortcomings. And then we say, Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. And to you, our Rabb, is the final coming. So the third aspect of belief, which is returning to our Rabb, the conviction in the akhirah is there. So to summarize, within ourselves, Tawheed, Risala, Akhira. How does it manifest ourselves? With one sentence, Sami'na wa ata'na. We hear the messenger and we obey the messenger. And then he makes a statement in the next ayah, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah does not impose upon any soul anything except to the extent of its capabilities. So we can look at this in two ways. Reality expects no more than the natural limits to which one is capable of expanding. And the implication is that Allah expects as much as one is able to give. So one must go to the limit of one's potential and limitations. And he says, لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. The soul will possess what it has earned and is responsible for what it has earned. And then once we've given our all and reached the absolute maximum of our limits,
We have seven du'as. We say, Rabbana, la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhtana. Oh, our Rabb, don't take us to task. In other words, pardon us if we forget or we make a mistake. True recognition of forgetfulness and mistakes will inhibit their being repeated. Second du'a, Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min kablina. Our Rabb, don't lay upon us a burden such as those that were laid upon those before us. The burden of those before could mean those who were closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their trial was greater because they were closer to the emergence of the light of Islam. They therefore had a greater responsibility. In any case, we ask Allah not to afflict us with situations that may result in our committing wrong that lay on us a greater burden than that we can deal with. And that is conceptualized in the next sentence, which is Rabbana wala tahammilna ma la taqata lana bi. Our Rabb, don't impose on us anything which we do not have the ability or strength to bear. And then wa'afu anna, totally erase, totally wipe clean what we have unwillingly, inadvertently accumulated upon our journey to seek our full potential. Waghfir lana, cover for us, pardon us, forgive us. Warhamna, and have mercy on us. These three, wa'afu anna, waghfir lana, and warhamna, from a linguistic point of view, they are literally branching out from one root. So those who believe plead first to erase and eradicate the signs of their sins, and that is by removing its punishment from them. Then they ask him to cover and hide the sin by letting all concerned forget about it completely. And lastly, they crave for his mercy that will cover their sin and make them worthy of accepting his grace. It's a three-point plan. And then finally, Anta Maulana. Now, Mawla, in essence, is one you incline towards, or a helper, but not just any helper, one who looks after the affairs of the helped one. The root word is wilaya, which is to govern, to rule, to take charge of. So Allah is the ruler of the believers. He's the guardian of all their affairs. And what do we ask him? We say, fansurna, help us. And Nasr is not just any help, it's massive help. Help us against what? Al qawm al kafirin, against the people who cover up the truth.
And thus ends Aman al Rasul. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to follow these guidelines. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim.